93.5 and iHeart Radio station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
And we have a $500 Shoppers Drug Mart gift card to give away. That's not code for anything. It really just straight up is a $500 Shoppers Drug Mart gift card. We'll play our secret shopper game coming up at 6:30 this morning.
Before that, we'll continue the conversation we're having about, do you take Taylor Swift tickets and a trip somewhere from a platonic friend? You can weigh in, 604-280-1035. You can text 103535. Music on the way from Kane Brown and Marshmello as well. But first is J-Lo on Move.
So let's change that, girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. No brakes, uphill, no gate. Ain't gotta try too hard. My baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off road, on me. 0 to 100 fast. My foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back up. The night like that radio dial, shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows, know where we're going, we ain't going on, we're putting miles on it, back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king, we could break it in if you know what I mean, put some miles on it.
Up with the Nat and Drew Show on today's best variety.
Move 103.5.
I woke up from a dream about you. I kinda like to tell a can to. Made me forget that we were bad news. My heart feels heavy now. I know I'm really not supposed to be around you like I used to. Still if I never excuse to. I'm in my head, let me out.
Just as much. The Nat and Drew Show on Move 103.5.
So there's a woman that writes that she is a huge Taylor Swift fan. She has got this guy that she's been friends with for years. They're platonic. There's an age difference. She's 54. He's 38. And he has helped her navigate, like, bad relationships. She's like, I'm not dating anymore. He knows that. I'm not interested in dating anyone. And he knows that. Now, he has given her a trip to see Taylor Swift. Paid for the tickets, an Airbnb. He's going as well. They're both straight. And she's wondering whether she can accept this very generous gift. They're going to be staying in the same Airbnb that he's arranged. And she's not sure whether she has to have the conversation just to make sure that he understands that it really still is just platonic. And because it is such an expensive gift, it's making her feel a little bit uncomfortable. But she's a Swiftie and she wants to go.
Yeah, for sure. That makes a lot of sense. It's tempting, but do you need to have a conversation? Can you go forward with this kind of trip? Agnes, what do you think?
Just from experience, I have gone on a trip with office mate, and he's a male, like 5 years older than me. Like, I knew from the very beginning that it'll be 50-50. Like, I would pay for expenses.
So you would pay for the expenses. You're like, okay, so we're going on this trip, but I'm going to cover off some of these things to kind of...
Yes.
Level off the playing field or whatever.
Yes.
Like, you offer to pay for, like a separate room for yourself or some of the meals on the trip.
Or all of the meals.
So I get that in a way, too. So it's not like 100% of the expenses are on one person. Like, find a way to contribute what you can to the trip to kind of level things off. Agnes, I get that. That's a good thought. Carly, thanks for hanging on. What do you think? You've been in a situation where you've gifted a trip to a friend, have you not?
I have, yeah. We're still friends of 30 years, and it was our 40th birthdays, and I couldn't think of anything more that I wanted to do and that was going to make me happy for my 40th. Mm. So I gifted a trip to my friend, and we had a great time. I never expected anything in return. I don't even think we had the conversation about 50-50 or anything like that.
So where did you guys go?
We went on a cruise up to Alaska.
Oh, you're a good friend.
Okay. Now this is maybe a very blunt question, but how much money did it cost you?
It was just over about $2,000.
Okay.
But you guys, I think it's different. Was it a male or a female?
A female.
So I just feel like it's different. Am I like just an old fashioned old? I don't know. I just feel like the expectations are totally different. And I think it's awesome that you took your friend on that trip. I love that. And I think that's just generous and beautiful and hooray. But I think if it was a dude, it's different.
How would you feel, Carly, if a similar invitation came from a close male friend of yours?
Well, if we had been friends long enough, I feel like we would have established that relationship already. And so you would know.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, it's just I think I'm personally uncomfortable with the amounts because I'm a very sort of even Steven kind of person. If somebody's done something, I got to do something back.
Totally understand that. And my girlfriend and I are very similar that way. But this was our 40th. It was just different.
Mm-hmm. For
but
sure. I get
30
that.
Years. It's definitely been back and forth. Very, very even and works out in the wash type deal.
Yes. Yeah, I get it. I get that. Thank you, Carly.
Love it, Carly. Have a great day.
Carly,
thanks for listening.
I want to be your friend.
Because you want the cruise?
Yeah.
Too late.
The Nat and Drew Show on Move 103.5.
That ship has literally sailed.
How many cruises should Carly have to buy? Come on.
We have got a round of Secret Shopper coming up at 6:30 this morning. So it's $500 up for grabs to Shoppers Drug Mart. You identify who our Secret Shopper is to win.
Okay, let's look at today's to-do list. Finish my homework. Done. Practice the violin. Done. Study for my history exam. Done. Imagine failing my history exam. Done. Worry about my future. Done. Tell myself over and over that I'm not good enough. Done. Disappointment.
When anxiety takes over, it's time to act. To overcome anxiety, you need to recognize the symptoms and talk about them. Find resources at quebec.ca/mentalhealth or call Info Sociale 811. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
From the brains behind The Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon, say hello to Georgie and Mandy.
Hello.
Hi.
Georgie and Mandy's First Marriage. New episode, Thursday at 8, 9 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
At White Spot, we know that some things are simply meant to go together. You know, like ketchup and fries, dads and corny jokes, or enjoying comfort food in a super comfy spot. White Spot, the ultimate pairing. So come in and try our new comfort menu featuring tasty things like tender chicken pot pie and flaky pastry, home-style braised beef and seasonal roasted vegetables, or my personal favorite pairing, carrot and cake. Comfort food and family. It's what we do. White Spot. We'll see you soon.
BC farming families like K&W Farms work hard to make sure you get fresh quality island eggs.
We've been BC egg farmers for 28 years now. You can find our eggs as Island Gold Enriched Brown or Island Gold Omega 3.
We're local, we're fresh, and we're family run.
As an egg farmer and a company, we're proud to show you what BC farmers do on a daily basis to get you a fresh quality egg.
Available at local grocery stores. For more information, visit islandeggs.com.
Imagine a fitness journey where you call the shots. At Club 16 Trevor Linden Fitness featuring She's Fit, you have freedom to shape your own workout experience. With no enrollment fees, no fixed terms, and no commitments, you can focus purely on achieving your fitness goals. And should things change, you can cancel anytime. It's membership on your terms. And with 17 convenient locations across the Lower Mainland, a healthier you is just around the corner. Club 16 Trevor Linden Fitness featuring She's Fit. Join today on site or start at trevorlindenfitness.com.
Ready to build some money muscle? At Coast Capital, we're finding ways to help you get paid more. Our new Elevate checking account has the banking features you want. Plus, comes with free access to Coursera's online training that could help advance your career. That's Ash studying negotiation, and Cody's learning the latest in AI. The potential outcome? More income! Switch to Elevate checking today. Plus, for a limited time, new Coast Capital members can get up to $600. Conditions and limitations apply. Come on, team, let's feel the earn!
It's hard to make time for everything on your to-do list, especially at this time of year. But blood and plasma donors are essential to helping meet patients' needs. We're asking you to add a donation to your to-do list.
Because our communities depend on it.
Because it's critical to my son's treatment.
Because you might need it in an emergency.
Make donating a life-saving habit. For patients and the people who love them, you'll make all the difference. Visit blood.ca to book a donation appointment at a Canadian Blood Services location near you.
Open Road.
Open Road Group's largest sale of the year is on this Friday to Sunday at 20 Lower Mainland locations. During Open Road's over-the-top event, get up to $5,200 in savings on your next vehicle, including an exclusive trade-in bonus and Double Club Open Road Points redemptions. Plus, combine these with current manufacturer offers to save more. Visit OpenRoadAutoGroup.com for event details and participating locations this Friday to Sunday.
Open Road. Unlimited possibilities ahead.
$2,999 buys a truly spectacular one-carat created round diamond at Spence.
Buy just one of them, and we'll happily turn that into a one-carat diamond pendant for you at no extra charge.
Buy two of them, and we'll turn those bad boys into a pair of two-carat total weight diamond stud earrings for you. No extra charge.
If you want a one-carat engagement ring, we can put your diamond into a classic solitaire mounting for only $500.
Spence. Wow! Located in Vancouver and Langley.
Cheese lovers, are you ready for a flavor explosion that makes your taste buds dance? Then get ready for Fatburger's latest ooey-gooey cheddar mushroom melts.
Picture a juicy beef burger, a perfectly grilled chicken, and a delicious veggie patty, all smothered in melted cheddar, so gooey you'll need a napkin for your napkin. And those mushrooms, they'll dial up the taste to a whole new level.
So whether you pick a beef, cheddar, or veggie burger, Fatburger's got an ooey-gooey cheddar mushroom melt with your name on it.
Enjoy one today at Fatburger.
Good morning, I'm Aaron Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We have a stalled bus just before the Bridgeport Road exit in the bus lane. A crash in Delta 91 northbound after 72nd. Highway 1 overnight road work complete between 264th and 232nd. And the ferries are busy. Tawasin to Swartz Bay and Swartz Bay to Tawasin. The 7 a.m. is full this morning. Traffic is brought to you by Beauty Tone, 25% off Beauty Tone Pure Interior Paint, tintable to any color you can imagine, only at Home Hardware and Building Center locations. Hurry in today. Sale ends October 30th. Rain ending near noon, then a mix of sun and cloud ahead today. Windy, the high will be 12, right now 9 degrees. Surrey City Council has approved something that when I first read it, I actually did a double take. They're going to allow people to do what on the Fraser River? We will tell you, that's coming up.
After Kelly Clarkson, Move 103.5. Good morning.
Here's the thing, we started up friends. It was-
Jason on Move. Okay, this caused me to do a double take this morning. Surrey City Council has approved something that I did have to read it a couple times. They've approved a plan to build a pier for scattering human ashes along the Fraser River. They voted this in last night. The plan will either see a pier built at Brownsville Bar Park or at the Surrey Public Wharf. Mayor Brenda Locke says designating a pier for ash scattering respects cultural practices that are intrinsic to the grief and healing process.
Why did you have to do a double take on this?
Mm-hmm. Because I don't know of any community where they've just said, go scatter human ashes. Generally speaking, people that I know that have done it always have to do it. Like there's a lot of like cloak and dagger sort of
sure.
thing, you know, like
yeah.
they always hide from it, hide from, you know, park wardens and whatever, because it's, you're not supposed to do it. And then I looked it up and I'm like, are human ashes actually just like fine? So I'm wondering if they're going to do some sort of treatment with the ashes, because technically the ashes are similar to bleach and are not good for plants or the environment. As I'm reading like the first pass. So I'm wondering whether if you're going to do this, whether they give you some sort of mix to add to that. I don't know.
Don't know whether they'll supply a mix or not. We'll get some more details later. I think it's lovely. I think it's a lovely sentiment to have and create a space for that kind of thing.
Sure.
I like it.
Because I think there's always been a reason why it's not been a good idea, because it's not generally thought of as great for the environment.
Well, okay, but there isn't going to be a lineup of hundreds of people. It's not like Space Mountain at Disneyland where there's constantly going to be a big line of people ready to do that. I mean, it's going to be used sporadically, I would think, but it's a nice place to have.
Well, I don't know, because if you also have somebody that's been sitting on your mantle for a long time, you want to just take a little bit to, you know, put them in nature. I can see it not being just people going forward. I can see it being people from, you know, I've had Grandpa for a long time, and I think Grandpa really loved this part of the Fraser River or wants to be. I don't know. I just find it like, because I've had friends that have done it and they've scattered and it was always like it was hidden. I had a friend that did it in Rocky Point Park and it was, you know, there was wind flow was not great and they were hiding from park rangers and the whole,
right.
I get that people do it, but just the fact that we're creating a space for it, I just found interesting.
It is interesting. As I say, I love it. I've done it once. We did it on our own property up at my family cottage, after my mom passed. Have you ever done it? Have you done it, Aaron?
I did.
Yeah.
I did my mom for sure.
Yeah.
And my husband did his parents. And I personally don't think it's at all hidden. And I don't think it's about the environment. I think it was just about our sort of weirdness around death and body.
Mm.
I think that's the reason it was considered an uncivil act, right?
That other people might be put off if they see somebody else kind of wandering out there and obviously scattering.
I think
ash.
It sort of became part of that whole, like, how we treat a body. But in my experience, and I think now the thing is, you know, your parents are still alive, and I think it changes quite a bit, don't you find, Drew? Like, I know my view of death and just the final process and all of that has changed a lot
mm-hmm.
since I went through it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you know until you've kind of done it? But I was like, I don't know. I was kind of weird. I was like, wow, this is kind of neat. Like, there she is.
Yeah.
There's my mom.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't find, I mean, and obviously I haven't had to go through it yet on that level for sure. But I don't find like death as a taboo topic or that cremation bothers me or anything like that. Or that it was just more that I just really thought environmentally not the best idea.
I think societally that's what
but
it was.
But maybe it's but like literally it's saying it's the same as bleach. And I just don't think you would just go put a bunch of bleach in the Fraser River. But maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe. Well, they'll add a package.
They'll add a package. They'll add a mix.
626. Hang tight. We're just a couple of moments away from giving away a $500 gift card to Shoppers Drug Mart. Our secret shopper. There's something that's happening in secret.
Ooh.
The secret shopper. Figure out their identity. Win a $500 Shoppers Drug Mart gift card from Move 103.5. Good morning. Our secret shopper is combing the aisles of Shoppers Drug Mart in disguise. If you can figure out who they are, we've got a $500 Shoppers Drug Mart gift card for you this morning.
All right, so it's a famous person. We have, you know, done some modulation of their voice. Listen to the clip and then get ready to call. Here we go.
I had kind of a love-hate relationship because it was like, I thought, what do I have to do to be inducted into this place?
All right. Everything you need to know is in that clip. Call right now, 604-280-1035. We'll start with caller 25.
It's too much, our love can't go to waste. One look from you is all it takes. My lips on yours, no better taste. Let's not throw it away.
Shopper holds the key to a $500 Shoppers Drug Mart gift card for you. Good morning, Beverly.
Hi.
Beverly, so you had something to say, Beverly, please.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I kind of heard it, but that bleep thing kind of threw me off. So
our secret shopper, Beverly, does have a bit of a potty mouth. They're known for it.
Yeah.
The good thing is, Beverly, that we will play it again for you.
So
we're going to play it again, and then you tell us who the secret shopper is, okay?
So here comes the potty mouth.
I had kind of a love-hate relationship because it was like, I thought, what do I have to do to be inducted into this place?
Now, Beverly, who is that famous secret shopper?
So, inducted into this place?
That's what they're saying.
Yes.
Okay. I am going to say, the Rock Hall of Fame.
Beverly, we need an answer from you.
Okay, share.
I had kind of a love-hate relationship because it was like, I thought, what do I have to do to be inducted into this place?
There you go,
Beverly. See? It was pretty much all there. You figured it out. $500 for you to spend at Shoppers Drug Mart. Where are you spending that money? Where in the store?
Oh, gosh. I have kids. It's already spent.
Oh, Beverly, no. Don't tell them. Why would you do that?
They know everything.
Oh, how old are they?
Actually, no, they're adults. So
oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
They're worse than kids.
They're worse. They haven't left.
The bank.
Exactly. They're leeches.
Oh, they know. The bank never closes. The bank never closes.
Yes.
But it's mom's bank. Beverly, thank you for having some fun with us this morning. A $500 gift card at Shoppers for you. The bonus redemption event is back from Friday, October 25th, this Friday, until Wednesday, October 30th. Get more value for your points by redeeming your PC Optimum points on your favorite item shop in-store or online. We'll have another $500 Shoppers Drug Mart gift card to give away tomorrow morning at 6:30.
The Nat Andrews Show on Move 103.5.
Crave is the exclusive home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
Streets are talking again. They know there's only one man big enough to run this city.
Including The Penguin, the next chapter in the Batman saga.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
You're gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
The Penguin, an HBO original limited series. Stream now, only on Crave.
Trust me, it's just the beginning.
Subscribe at crave.ca.
Here's NHL hockey superstar JT Miller on why you should buy your next new Ford from Ocean Park Ford in the South Surrey Auto Mall on the King George Boulevard.
Well, I think it's very simple. It's high quality and good people. And I think that that's a hard combination to beat. And, you know, ever since I got here, it's been very simple for me and an easy choice for us. And like I said, I just feel very lucky that I get to come down and see Ron and the guys here. And, you know, they always take great care of me when I come.
The door is always open at Ocean Park Ford.
Everyone loves an easy call, like getting more for less, or avoiding Highway 1 during rush hour, or banking with Van City. They give a share of profits back to their members and community and take care of your financial needs, like waiving first year annual fees on all Visa cards. Join over 500,000 members at Van City and be a financial force for change. It's an easy call. Visa terms and conditions apply.
Lulu Island, Lulu Island.
Relax in the cozy autumn vibes of Lulu Island Winery. Soak up the seasonal charm right here in your own backyard. From casual get-togethers to festive celebrations, Lulu Island Winery is the perfect spot to make fall memories with friends, family, and your furry pals. Come by. Let's make this season unforgettable together on Westminster Highway in Richmond.
Weather forecast? Ugh. Savings forecast? Cha-ching. Save up to $225 on a set of 4 select tires. Plus a bonus $50 off any service of $150 at Fountain Tire until December 14th. Restrictions apply. Fountain Tire. We're on this road together.
Hi, it's Carrie from Burrowing Owl Estate Winery. Fall is the perfect time to visit the South Okanagan. We've got exciting events like our Wednesday Long Table Dinner Series in October and November, or join me and my family for 2 5-course wine-paired winemakers dinners in October. To complete your visit, we're offering some fabulous fall rates for a getaway to our popular guest house. Visit burrowingowlwine.ca or call us today for more information.
Plan your Penticton trip now at visitpenticton.com.
At Sleep Country, we're celebrating 30 years of great sleep with amazing deals.
Big.
It's the biggest event in our history with queen mattresses starting at $449.
As if.
And a free gift with $149 minimum purchase.
Free.
Say cheers to 30 years with anniversary deals only at Sleep Country. Hurry, end soon. See in-store or online for details.
Hey, it's Brian Baumler from Stack TV. If you're anything like me, your to-do list never ends. For all your home projects, find the help you need to get it done. See me at the Vancouver Fall Home Show, October 24th to 27th.
Hey there, it's your friends from Toyota. We see you eyeing that Tundra. Already picturing yourself hauling so much firewood that your chainsaw's hiding behind the shed. It's time to stop dreaming about that new Toyota and start driving one. Lease a 2024 Tundra 4x4 Crewmax TRD Off-Road from $159 weekly for 64 months at 4.39% with $5,800 down. visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Pacific Toyota dealer today.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We have a crash 99 northbound, a stalled bus actually, before the Bridgeport Road exit in the bus lane. They've cleared the crash in Delta, 91 northbound after 72nd. And we have overnight road work wrapping up, Highway 1 between 264th and 232nd. Earn 30,000 PC Optimum points when you spend $100 or more on cosmetics at Shoppers Drug Mart today. A $30 value, conditions apply. 50 or over, ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if vaccination for pneumococcal pneumonia with Prevnar 20 is right for you. Learn more at Prevnar20.ca. We've got clouds with some showers this morning. Sunny breaks this afternoon. The high will be about 15. Right now, 9 degrees.
Thanks, Erin. Coming up, we have got some rock solid, take it to the bank science to share with you this morning. What horror movie character are you most like based on your astrological sign?
This was done, studied a lot by, I think it's Harvard.
The most brilliant minds.
Yeah.
The most brilliant minds have come together on this.
All right.
Want to know what it is for you? Text us your name and your sign to 103.5. We'll share some of them in just a few. But first, Dua Lipa on Move. Good morning, it's the Nat and Drew Show, and we have some
science
to share with you here this morning. Rock solid, take it to the bank.
Science!
The most brilliant minds in the world have come together on this to break it down, and we are here to pass along the information.
Mm-hmm.
What horror movie character are you most like based on your star sign?
Who do you even want to be? Like, I think maybe I'd want to be Chucky.
Oh, Chucky from Child's Play.
Yeah.
The evil doll.
The doll.
Great choice.
Yeah.
Great choice.
That's for us, Aaron, because we're both Pisces. I hope we're so Chucky. Happy. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
Excellent. Well, you are not Chucky. Pisces is not Chucky. We heard from Colleen as well, who is also a Pisces. Do you want me to tell you first what Pisces are, or the horror movie character you're most like?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You might not recognize the name right away, but I do think you know the film. Pisces are said to be most like Samara Morgan from The Ring.
Oh, yeah, that's a good movie.
Her background is that she was drowned by her own mother.
That's mm-hmm. right.
That's
and
right.
Pisces are said to be prone to drowning themselves in booze, bubble baths, and tears. Mm-hmm. Big time Disturbed water sign vibes.
She's the hair
down. Yeah, the hair down.
That long, straight hair.
Yeah, that movie scared me.
Yeah.
Love this.
Yeah. You know what? I'm actually happy with it, too.
Me, too.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
You
good
with that?
Yeah.
We got a text from Sherry. She's a Leo. So if you, too, are a Leo, the according to the horror movie character for spooky season that you are most like is Pennywise.
Ooh.
From Stephen King's It. Leos are the showman of the Zodiac, and no villain displays more show than Pennywise.
Of course, stupid Leos.
Fun.
Do you really feel like they get way too much attention?
They
now?
Really do. Yeah. They really do. It's always all about them. Blah, blah, blah.
I love Leos, though.
My husband's a Leo.
We've got text from Sandy and from Tyler, who are Virgo. Virgo's character is Leatherface from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Virgos like to keep active, and Leatherface is no exception. Burly in build, he is nonetheless adept in completing weighted hit-style cardio, chasing his victims at high speed, and balancing the unwieldy accessory of a running chainsaw.
Oh, well, that seems good. That's a good one.
Yeah, these are great.
Can I make a suggestion? We just got a message from Mark, is a Cancer, and he is really hoping that he's Freddy, as in Freddy Krueger.
Somebody better be.
Somebody definitely is. Sorry, I just have to scroll.
It's
up
all
here.
Right. Through
Cancer
your research.
Cancer is Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th. Aaron.
Science.
I have a lot of documents.
I know. There are probably beakers as well on your desk.
I have spreadsheets and beakers and Bunsen burners all going to
I interrupted you.
Cancer is most like Jason Voorhees, the hockey mask wearing bad guy from Friday the 13th. My 10-year-old is going out for Halloween as Jason Voorhees this year.
Scary.
What was Jason's backstory? Was he like Disturbed and his mother hated him or something like that?
Well, and there was an accident at Camp Crystal Lake. That's where he was. I believe he drowned in the lake at Camp Crystal Lake. And
then came back for revenge.
And came back with a hockey mask and started.
Because he was hideous.
Chopping everybody up. Mm-hmm. Jason Voorhees was born under the sun sign of Gemini, but is more like Cancer. Despite their reputation for softness and sensitivity, Cancers are among the most resilient members of the zodiac. Looking at you, Double Crab Courtney Love.
Oh.
I love it. Yeah. Love it. Yeah. What about. Do we have time to go through all? What about Gemini?
Gemini.
Well, you kind of touched on that. What about Scorpio?
Scorpio season starts today.
There you go.
Yeah.
So Scorpio season, if it's not today, then it's tomorrow. Scorpios are most like the Candyman from the horror movie of the same name. If you have a birthday in the next month, you are most like the Candyman. He isn't evil, just deeply misunderstood and prone to being undone and utterly unhinged by the power of love. He's not so much a maniac as a man committed to vengeance. Which is you, Scorpio.
There you go.
Committed to vengeance.
We'll get all these up for you. We've got, Drew will compile all his documents, full report, and the video presentation, and
we'll talk about a timeshare I have to sell for you as well.
The Nat Andrews Show on Move 103.5.
Check out our socials in just a few minutes to see your zodiac sign and what evil character you're most like. The Nat and Drew Show, both on Facebook and Instagram.
Coming up, we'll give you the answer to question one in the first play of the $1,000 Minute this morning, right after the news at 7 o'clock.
The explosive drama starring Rob Lowe.
This is the opening act.
This city needs you.
Get into a new episode of 911 Lone Star, Monday at 8, 9 Mountain on CTV.
The Nissan All-In Clear Out event is on now, where you can finance the 100% electric 2024 Ariya Evolve Plus e-4s from 0.99% for up to 60 months. Plus, you may receive up to $6,000 in federal EV rebates and Nissan bonus. Go all-in with the electrifying Nissan Ariya and get up to 438 kilometers of driving range. Offer available on Evolve Plus e-4s model only.
Conditions apply. See Nissan.ca or your BC Nissan dealers for details.
Shop brand name home furnishings at MJM Furniture, where qualified shoppers get no payments with no interest for 12 full months. Buy the dinette, dining room set, or mattress you want and get no payments with no interest for a full 12 months OAC. All Canadian-made furniture is priced 30 to 40% less than elsewhere. You really do deserve the best in home furnishings, along with flexible payment plans. Shop MJM Furniture on the King George Boulevard in Surrey, on United Boulevard in Coquitlam, and online at mjmfurniture.com.
Ready to build some money muscle? At Coast Capital, we're finding ways to help you get paid more. Our new Elevate checking account has the banking features you want. Plus, comes with free access to Coursera's online training that could help advance your career. That's Ash studying negotiation, and Cody's learning the latest in AI. The potential outcome? More income! Switch to Elevate checking today. Plus, for a limited time, new Coast Capital members can get up to $600. Conditions and limitations apply. Come on, team, let's feel the earn!
Fall is here, and you know what that means.
Schnitzelfest is back at Ricky's All Day Grill for a seventh great year.
Welcome in the fall with a hearty traditional schnitzel at Ricky's. Hand-breaded and fried to crispy golden perfection and paired with a slice of whipped cream-topped pumpkin pie. Schnitzelfest at Ricky's, from 11 a.m. daily for a limited time only. Enjoy your choice of wiener, hunter, or delicious Neptune schnitzel. Come on into Ricky's. They can't wait to make you one.
2,999 dollars.
That's it?
Yes, $2,999. That's it.
Callum?
Yes, Michael?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's our price for a truly spectacular one-carat created round diamond.
But that's the price for just the created diamond, right?
Yes, but if you buy two of them, we'll turn those bad boys into a pair of diamond stud earrings for you at no extra charge.
We have 2-carat total weight created diamond stud earrings for just $59.98 a pair?
Yes, an extremely high quality.
What if I bought just one-carat created round diamond?
We would happily turn that into a diamond pendant for you at no extra charge.
But what if I wanted to put it in an engagement ring?
Michael, are you telling me you're getting engaged?
I'm asking for a friend.
Does your friend have a name?
All my friends have names. Don't yours?
Tell your friend we can put a 1-carat diamond in a classic solitaire engagement ring for as little as $500.
Spence.
Wow!
Located in Vancouver and Langley.
As fall approaches and birds head south, a different kind of bird emerges, the Subaru. While migratory flocks seek warmth, Subaru's symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive keeps drivers soaring through the wild. During the migrating season, Subaru's hunger for adventure grows exponentially, driving the intrigued radio listeners to fall for Subaru at their local Subaru dealerships, experiencing an adventure of their own. So migrate to your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
Crave is the home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Including The Penguin, starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
I'm gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
Stream now, only on Crave. Subscribe at crave.ca.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
On today's best variety, Move 1035.
I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's for Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $22 million. Dream to the max with Lotto Max 19 plus to play. We have a crash in Surrey. Golden Ears Connector westbound before 176th Street, Highway 17. Another crash in Surrey, Highway 1 westbound before 160th in the right lane. A crash Highway 17 westbound just before the Portman Bridge. Expect delays there. And that stalled bus remains in Richmond just before the Bridgeport Road exit in the bus lane on the 99 southbound. During Specsavers Fall Sale, you can get two pairs of glasses, including single vision lenses, for only $99. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca. Weather for Choices Market. You have choices to save on your groceries this week, like local Rossdown roasted half chickens for only $6.99. Discover more online at choices.market. We've got clouds and showers this morning, then sunny breaks this afternoon, windy, high 12, right now 9 degrees.
Move 103.5, so what you need to know. Here's Erin Davis.
Big fire in the West End in Vancouver yesterday. Several units destroyed and floors damaged in an apartment at Alberni and Nicola. Fortunately, nobody was injured. At least two people are dead following the atmospheric river system that triggered mudslides and road washes around coastal British Columbia and southern British Columbia. A 57-year-old elementary school teacher died after her home on the outskirts of Coquitlam was swept away by a mudslide. And another person was found dead inside a truck after going missing in a road washout in Port Alberni. A massive recall has been issued for some store brand frozen waffles, and it kind of keeps getting bigger, this story. They could be contaminated with Listeria, the Canadian portion of the recall by an American food maker that usually takes care of Walmart and Target. Comes to us under brands Compliments, Great Value, No Name Selection, and Western Family. So get rid of those waffles if you've got them in your freezer. And Cash App has a list of its top 15 payment notes of all time, where people comment on their money transfers and sort of what they're paying for right now. And the comments are, number one, food, that was yummy, gas, and thanks.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, and iHeartRadio station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
And we'll play the $1,000 minute twice today, 7:35 and 9:35, to get you closer to winning the money here for the first play of the day. The answer to question one at 7:35 will be Granville Island. Granville Island is your answer. Good luck.
So that's on the way in about a half an hour. Coming up in a few minutes, though, it is Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank, and it is a Tuesday. That means it's a text-in Tuesday. Get ready to be the 25th texter, hopefully. It's on the way. First, though, it's Post Malone and Morgan Wallen.